This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Racine's Fire Station No. 4 now hosts Wisconsin's third Safe Haven Baby Box. That's an installation providing a secure and anonymous option for parents to surrender newborns. The temperature-controlled box has a detection system that ensures immediate care for infants. It marks an expansion of the state's safe surrender options. Temps will be dropping into single digits and wind chills going into the negative territory. It's all on tap for tomorrow. A quick warm-up is anticipated, bringing temperatures back to the 30s by Friday and 40 over the weekend. Warming centers will be running tomorrow in most communities. Racine police and U.S. Marshals are seeking a 36-year-old Racine man for attempted homicide and weapons charges. George Mitchell Jr. is wanted from an April incident. He has ties to Racine, Kenosha, and Northern Illinois, and he's considered armed and dangerous. His image is on the Racine police social media page. And Wilmot Mountain in Kenosha County is reopened. They'll be pumping out fake snow until the real stuff comes down. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball. The Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Aaron Rodgers' ex-girlfriend, actress Shailene Woodley, says she hasn't spoke much about her breakup with Rodgers because it makes her cry. The 33-year-old actress told Yahoo Entertainment she stayed with Rodgers because she was depressed and a very empathetic person. She called her relationship with the Jets quarterback toxic. If she ever meets former Jets coach Robert Saleh, sparks will fly. Influencer Brecky Hill is finally addressing the rumors that she is the reason for Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter's breakup. The 21-year-old OnlyFans star, Brecky, if that is her real name, released a TikTok video to say she's never even met or encountered Keoghan. If you're trying to procrastinate at work, you can check out said TikTok video, where at about 2 minutes into it, you'll wonder if you are actually losing IQ points, and will come to the conclusion that she is definitely sleeping with Barry Keoghan. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian, who told the crowd how happy he was to be back, also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Foxx went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Foxx's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy, becoming windy with falling temperatures and a few off and on light snow showers today. We're going to drop into the mid-teens by late afternoon. The wind will be out of the west, gusting to between 20 and 30 by late today. Tonight, windy, down to 2 above. Tomorrow, sunshine and colder with a high of 15. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.